WSCL 525, mobile.
WRWK 640, also just mobile. Leaving the airport area. I was going to get on 215 southbound, but looks like there's an accident before the I-80 interchange, so guess I'll be taking surface streets over to I-15.
Looks like the accident's northbound. I'm heading southbound right now. It's a parking lot going northbound to Getty Bowl from downtown.
That's a standstill southbound as well. I'm over by the L3 Harris compound, about where the 700 north is. So I looked at it right as I got into the parking lot, and yep, I'll just go ahead and take surface streets.
Just barely missed that. I just sailed through there, no problem.
I'll just hit it up on, I think I'm going to, I don't know what road this is, Redwood maybe.
Northbound just happened too, EMS, multiple EMS just passed me. Northbound is worse than southbound anymore.
Well, I hope everybody's all right, but I'm just, I'll just hit the I-15 by the Capitol.
And he's the one over by the range, right? So he's shutting down his shop because he hates to deal with people.
Hope you're not stuck there too long on the 215 northbound. I sent a text to Mark earlier, a little while ago, because I was looking on that expert voice, and they have the Night Force competition scope for $1,680, and then they're going to go for $2,400. So I sent him a text, and then I get this reply back. Sorry, Mark has been naughty and can't come out and play.
selling for about $1,200 or so, or maybe $1,000. Pick up one of those.
I think so. Now, wait a minute. Golden Eagle, is that a Vortex? I remember it was an expensive one, but is it a Vortex?
Yeah, it's a Vortex. The only issue with the Golden Eagle is that they made it and it's in a 50. It's got a 50 bell instead of a... The competition, the Night Force competition has a 52, but it doesn't bring in that much light. You know, the 100 gets good, 200's good, but when I get out to 300, and those targets are inside the trap, so they're shadows, it's kind of hard to, you know, to get really good light intake.
Maybe
put it on Utah Gun Exchange to see if I get any takers.
I think that's a good plan, Utah Gun Exchange. And I need to put my money where my mouth is and just put my scout on there too. I got it sitting out. I pulled it out of the safe. Just sitting on the couch right now. If I shoot a picture of it, I just keep forgetting.
Folding brakes on mine. That 3D printed grip and stuff that has the folding brakes, right?
No, that's three different stocks. The one that's in my hand right now is the factory pistol grip that it came with, and that's what I'll be putting back on it. And then there's the 3D printed one, which I just happened to print it in green because I was just testing it. And remember, I bought that tap, which I should not have because you already had one. And for the buffer tube. And then I threaded in a buffer tube into it that was off of my POF, I think. It was on my POF. And By the way, wait a minute. Yours is 16 inch, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I bought that folder, I bought it as a folding stock, and then later I changed out the shouldering part with a brace, just the very end of it, so it could be legal. And so in your case, you would put this the regular stock back on the end of the folder, because you can have it with a 16 and I could not have it with a 14.
I still need to pull all those Trainer Blackout 110s that I loaded that severely overpressured. But hey, I got almost 2,700 feet per second out of them. That kind of blew the primer out.
That's right. How many do you have to pull?
My 100 pieces of brass for my 308. I'll listen to the podcast. I've got some 204 cleaning in the tumbler right now.
Oh, I love it. Because, you just flip a switch and turn something on like that. Just get back and relax. You're actually in production.
I resized and deep primed some of the 204 for the ARs. And I'm sitting there and I was like, I did a lot. I think I did like 150, 175. And I'm looking at the bag that still has some of the unsized. I think there's over 500 pieces of brass in that 204 for the AR. So I think we'll have a lot.
I like that. saw it's only a piece of Dover. Freaking neighbor kids are really tying up all my time lately. A new batch of neighbor kids. But who won that?
In the other room.
I didn't get to see much of Dover, just pieces. Because there's a new batch of neighbor kids that are eating up all my time. I tell them to go away and come back another day, and they just come back 5 minutes later.
Sitting on your forklift when I came back from the range, eating all your popsicles.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of that. Danielle just tells me I need to just tell them to go home. She knows them all. I tell her I do. I tell them to go home and they don't do it. And I tell them don't come back today at all. Come back another day, and then they come right back 5 minutes later.
Dover, Denny Hamlin won.
Clip where, you know, post race thing. I thought that looked like Denny. Oh well.
Season 2 of Strange New Worlds.